And now this is a dictation for Dean, D-E-A-N-N, Eichhorn, E-I-C-H-H-O-R-N, November 28, 1969. Addresses a letter, Dr. Stevelton, S-T-E-B-E-L-T-O-N, 7751640. Dear Dr. Stevelton, follow-up for Mrs. Eichhorn. Renal transplant from a friend, 2015, history of lupus, last visit September. Left-sided hip discomfort, was doing some treadmill exercises with back pain, spasms, x-ray apparently negative for fracture, using Tylenol as needed, no narcotics, no anti-inflammatory agents, kidney transplant without tenderness, good urine output, no infection, cloudiness of blood, no chest pain, palpitation, dyspnea, orthopnea, PND. Review system otherwise is negative, medication list review, transplant, tacrolimus, prednisone, Coumadin, cholesterol treatment, blood pressure correct, lisinopril. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries, February, creatinine 1.1, which is baseline. No anemia, normal sodium, potassium, acid base, normal calcium, albumin, tacrolimus 4.9, therapeutic 4 to 8. I want to mention that she is not on Myfortic because of parvovirus. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Renal transplant from a friend, 2015. Next number, CKD stage 3, is stable. Next number, therapeutic level of tacrolimus, high-risk medication, immunosuppressant. Next number, osteoporosis. Looks like she is on Prolia, P-R-O-L-I-A. Next number, parvovirus infection, severe anemia of Myfortic. Next number, left hip back pain. Consider because of the prolonged steroid exposure, a vascular necrosis of the femoral head. Early x-rays might not show changes, might need to be repeated before we can see that. Next number, anticoagulation for, anticoagulation for history of thromboembolism. Next number, blood pressure in the low side but not symptomatic. Next number, proteinuria on lisinopril. Next number, no evidence of activity for lupus. All issues discussed with the patient, enter dictation.